spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
We're recording. kind of, maybe. Finally?
Yeah. Let's turn it all the way up. I can crank the volume down later because we're both loud.
So let's turn it all the way up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I can adjust it later.
Jesus. Wendy lost her microphone.
Yeah. Well, and the nice thing is we've been together for a week.
Almost, yes.
And we recorded the first night I was here. And then we're together every single day and we're recording. We're like,
we were busy. It's like when you go on vacation and then you're like, man, I didn't take enough pictures.
Right. Which we have not taken any pictures together. So
there's really no proof we've been together.
No. I know. And we're like, oh, we're going to record at the lake, and we're being super funny in the lake. We're being really funny.
Well, that's, Apple should make a waterproof laptop because.
Right.
If we could have been in the, we would have recorded like 6 episodes.
I know. And this is more, I mean, all the more reason for a camera crew to just constantly follow us. Because we're very.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Well, audio.
Yes. And that's better.
Just an audio crew.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want video evidence.
No. That's why we don't have any. We don't really even have any audio evidence.
No, we don't. Because we're recording this, it's 4:00 on Monday. And we have to leave for the airport at 5:15.
And Wendy's lost her microphone. She needs to shower, and her laundry's in the dryer.
Yep.
So
we are good at planning.
If anyone knows any 2-bedroom apartments in St. Louis, we're because Preston's leaving me.
Yep.
After this week.
Yeah. And we we need our own separate space.
And well, and you will not be making your flight, so you might as well just move here.
I know. And I have already a new husband that lives here.
Yeah.
So much has happened.
And so it's been a busy week.
And like, it's fun. Because we're like, oh, I guess we gotta, we've been talking and fucking around all week with something. It's like most people, anytime something's an obligation, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. No, again, I stand by. If we could have recorded in the water.
Yeah.
We would have had a whole backlog of episodes.
I know.
So it's not our fault.
Yeah,
it's not our fault.
It's technology's fault.
Yeah, and water's.
Yes, and those two things need to catch up to us.
It's 2019, water and technology. Figure out a way to work together. So, what is this, the 40s?
I had to take my Fitbit off in the water, so I burned a lot more calories. I haven't even looked at my Fitbit tracker because I'm like, it's way off.
I've been doing a whole lot more stuff.
Yeah.
I swear.
That's when we walked in Costco, it beeped. It was like, finally, fuck, Jesus, move around.
Like, I've been swimming Fitbit, and it's yeah. Like, yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Or have you been sitting on a finoodle?
I have been.
Have you been jerking off on a finoodle?
I have been floating on a finoodle.
Jerking off with a finoodle?
Yep. You can rub up against it.
Oh, I can't sit on them.
Neither can I. I saw the boys, well, like, Preston and his dad, which we'll get to. They were, like, floating on it like a seahorse.
Yes.
And I tried to do that, and I was like, I am too horny. I cannot do this.
That's what I told when last time we were there. I was like, I am all horned up, babe. I can't sit on this like this.
Yeah.
Gets me all horned up. And I was like, is that weird? To which he said, I don't think that reaction is weird. That physical reaction is weird. I think that you call it horned up. Is kind of weird.
And by weird, I mean upsetting.
Not sexy. Man, I really want to fuck my horned up girlfriend.
Right.
Like, she's a college student in the 80s. In a movie. I'm in Porky's. I'm one of the boys in Porky's. Just all horned up.
I'm all horned up. Oh, is that why? Because you guys are, like, watching porn or making out? No. She was on a child's toy.
Just rocking back and forth.
Floating in a lake, presumably filled with lots of urine and feces.
Yeah.
Swimming in a giant toilet filled with gasoline.
Stop trying to get me all horned up again.
yeah, just dudes and just and their balls just rubbing up against it. I'm like, that doesn't bum you guys out and like
that doesn't it squidge? Or do you think you just flish it?
Flish it?
You just flish it over to the side.
Yeah, that's well.
That's gotta be it, right?
Flish flash. I was taking a bath.
You just must like scooch it.
Yeah.
Right?
Scooch your balls.
Just scooch your balls up. Presents are so long.
They could
just hang like dumbbells
on either
side. On either side of the fanoodle.
And so that's how he stays so stable. Yeah, that's
he doesn't. He's just perfectly still.
Right.
He has two equally sized weights.
But with a girl, like, and our pussies, like latch onto those things like leeches.
Oh, the Wendy's doing a hand yep. act out that is almost as big as her actual pussy.
Yeah. Just wraps around
with
like
the nails. Yeah.
Yeah, with fingernails. Well, I haven't shaved, so it may
you
as well.
You mean pussy nails?
Yep, my pussy nails. Pussy nails, well, you know, pussy nails on pussy toes, which is our new show flower.
Yeah.
I was going to say state flower.
Yeah, every podcast has a flower, like a state flower.
Right. And ours are pussy toes.
Pussy toes. And then what was there? There's a bunch of other ones.
Black
there was like
suit.
Four, but there was like four different ones with pussy in the name.
Yeah. And they just said it was like pussy toes, field pussy toes. They just did different things. I wonder if that's Preston's dad.
Or Preston.
Mm. Either way,
we better. I fucking dare you to come in here.
Either way, we better get ready for dinner.
Oh, God. Yeah, we got in trouble because we wanted to go swimming.
Yeah, so.
And the boys made dinner.
Yeah, now we can talk about this for real because we talked about it in the water and it was really funny, but now it's a serious conversation.
Oh, yeah, let's now. Let's now have a conversation. They already heard us talking about it in the water. Now let's do it. We're in a house and it's echoing. Perfect. And you get to leave and I have to stay here.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, now let's talk about it.
I feel like, yeah, we'll hold all of this for when I am not here.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this trip next week.
Right.
Or when we forget everything.
Right. Or we can talk about it in the car on the way to the airport when we do the Patreon.
Yeah. Where we're also going to, we haven't done anything.
No.
We recorded two times.
Yep.
And it was the day you got here. And now we're going to record two times the day you leave.
Yes.
We had a whole week.
And so this is teaching you that procrastination is
pays off.
Yes. And it's okay. And you're allowed to do it. No, no, it was fun just like floating around in the water. So it was a weird, I gotta say, I've never been more self-conscious about my toe hair on my big toe than when I thought Cody was gonna come to the, and I don't care if he listens to this, because he.
Oh, God, he wouldn't.
No.
He wants to fuck you. He's not gonna listen. No one wants to fuck you that bad.
Yeah. There's this guy, the guy that I fucked in the Honda. Speaking of not wanting to fuck me that bad, where he's been like, oh, I can't wait to see you, and I'm like, oh, I'm working. Like as soon as I get back, I'm working every night, so I'm not done until like 10 or 11 o'clock. So he's like, when can I see you? I really want to fuck you, and I'm like, well, anytime this week. I'm after 10, and he's like, that's kind of late for me, and I'm like, so you don't want to fuck me that bad?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not that late. You get up for work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's not that late.
No.
10 isn't that late.
No.
Midnight's late.
Right.
11 even is pushing it. 10.
But if you're leaving at midnight, that's fine. If you're home by 1 a.m.
Oh, like leaving your home.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not bad if you're home and in bed. But anyway, so the point is, people want to fuck, but
not that much.
Right. But like medium.
People want to fuck, but like, do I have to do anything or alter my life in any possible way? No, I'm okay.
Right. People want to fuck if it's super convenient for them.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all in our 30s now.
I know.
It's not like we're a bunch of horned up teenagers.
I know. Well, that's...
Riding finoodles, just wanting to fuck anything we can get our hands on.
Yeah. It was a real... I felt there was like a little... there was a fun teenage moment. So, their friend who Megan's talked about on the show before, so I met Cody. He came to the Airbnb pool, which was really fun. Yeah, and he's like... He's very smooth, but he's younger, but it was like, yeah, no, I thought we were going to fuck. And I was really nervous, and I was like, I'm going to have to shave.
By the way, he's 34. Wendy says younger like he's 22.
Well,
like he's younger. People are like, oh, and he's going to fuck like some like 24-year-old guy. Awesome.
Yeah.
He's 34.
Well, but for what I'm used to.
Oh, yes. He is half the age.
Yeah.
Of most of your partners?
Sure.
Clients.
In crime.
Crime-ins.
Right, crime-ins. Jiminy crime-ins.
I was going to say, that sounds delicious.
I've been flish-flashing all over this place. Oh, my God. We really should have. You know what? No. Because part of me is, I'm like, we should record it earlier. But sometimes some stuff is just for us.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. You don't. You can't handle us at our irresponsibly only recording one episode this week. You don't deserve us at our. We never do anything better than that. So I don't really know how this analogy is going to work. You don't deserve us as being different people.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Well, here's the thing is. At some point, we're going to do another party where you get to hang out with us.
And no one will come.
No one will be there.
They'll be like, where is it? Everyone avoid this area. Yeah. Stay out of the state
they
of California.
They call the SWAT team. Someone calls in a fake, like, bomb.
Oh, remember when that was, like, a thing?
What?
When it was the SWATting thing a few years ago. Don't you remember that?
What?
People were, like, calling in, like, weird, not bomb threats, but, like, to people's houses.
No.
Like, there's, like, a person in the house with a gun, so the SWAT team would come out. That's, somebody look that up. That's a real thing.
I mean, I remember it sounds that. Real. Yeah. Where was it? Like, all over the place?
It was, like, in L.A. a lot. Like, people, like, to, like, celebrities' houses and stuff.
Oh,
like, people, like, call in, like, weird, so, like, the SWAT team would come out.
I never heard that.
Oh, it was, like, all over the news.
I mean, I would probably do
or
that.
Or in my dreams. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe that was just.
This was a movie. This was a movie starring The Rock.
Called SWAT Team 6. Turn that music down.
It was a follow-up to SEAL Team 6. They're like, how do we top this?
No, that's a good idea, I guess, to get people to shut the fuck up. You could do that to this tiki place.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's so fun. It's so cool that I've, like, actually seen the layout of where you live.
Yeah. All the various things that annoy me.
Yeah, so now I have, like...
In real life.
Right. Like, the built, like the locations, the people... I met the queso cocaine. It's all very exciting. It's all coming together.
Yeah, it's all making sense.
It's all making sense to me. And I gotta tell ya, I may have said this to you privately, and I want to say this publicly. By publicly, I mean three people are gonna
say
this.
I was gonna say, publicly.
I cannot believe you're not, and I'm like gonna lean in a whisper in case people are in the house. I cannot believe.
Oh, people are in the house. Okay. But go ahead. We heard them. We know people are in fact in the house. We just don't know which people.
I'm going to get close to this. I cannot believe that you haven't lost your mind living here because it's a fucking nightmare.
Wait, give me the mic.
Okay. I have. I very much have. I very much have. This is like, no. It's not like, wow, what a hero. I'm fucking losing it. I don't sleep anymore. I'm going to the gym and gay bars every week just to get out of here. Like, that's my thing. So, no, I'm not okay.
But thanks for thinking I am.
Well, and I think, and I like how we pulled the mic close and then just, like, continue to yell. Yeah. I
mean, like that too?
Yeah. Are you guys fans of that? I, on it, just because, like, I mean, I would lose my fuck. Even just being here for a couple days. Just being in the environment, I'm like, I would call a SWAT team.
On myself.
Yes.
What's a crazy people team? You gotta know this. What's a crazy people team?
I think it's just regular cops.
Oh.
You call it's called a 5150.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
Yeah.
Why don't they have the fun timey old timey guys anymore? With a paddy wagon.
The paddy wagon?
And with the white coats, and then they put you in a straight jacket, and you're kicking.
And they play fun music while they chase you. And they have, like, bats.
And everybody's got their tits out? Yeah.
Right.
Why don't they do that anymore? Why isn't that an official government organization?
That's a government I would get behind.
The Benny Hill Mental Health Department.
Yeah. That's whichever candidate pushes for that. I'm voting for
them. I think Bernie Sanders. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Bernie's going to be.
Bernie will be on board with that.
Yeah. He just wants to see tits.
Yes.
He just needs to see a pair.
He's
of
so
tits.
Old.
Yeah, he needs to see many tits. Oh, my God. I'm like, this is so, it's just it's like, it was just a lot this week.
It's a, yeah.
And yeah. It's a lot for you every,
it's every
fucking
every week.
Day.
It's every week.
It's every single.
My body is violently jolting.
Yeah. And we just jumped in and swam in the water immediately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. Here, hand me my phone. That's my alarm.
Yeah. You know how we talk about how Wendy sets a million alarms and it's
this
really
is airport.
Annoying when you have to, like, sleep in the same room and she just sleeps through them? That's one. I bet it'll go off six more times.
I'm
just
changing.
Shutting it off.
I'm changing it
But if we weren't recording, she would have just pressed snooze about 45 times.
Yeah, I'm not shutting it off. I'm just setting it ahead.
Good.
So if it goes off again, that means we got to stop recording. That's how we'll know when it's time for the episode to be over.
Didn't Nick say five?
Listen, I am late. I don't know if you can tell by the fact that we both are 100% not even freaked out about the fact that we didn't work all week that we were together and we're recording this at the last possible second. The last possible second. So I'm late for a lot of things and I run behind and get distracted and just fuck around. So I set alarms and lie to myself about the times I should be ready for things. So the time we actually need to leave for the airport is, if we leave here by like 5:15, that'll be fine.
Yeah, 5:15, 5:30 is fine.
So I set my alarm. You guys are, this is interesting, for 4:10, and then it says airport, !5 p.m. So that's just to start, I start having panic attacks early enough.
Oh, yeah,
so great. So they build, and then by the time I actually need to leave the house.
It's a relaxing goodbye for everyone.
Right. And that's how I leave the house every time I leave the house, which is why
it's a relaxing goodbye for everyone. Sebastian.
Yep.
I'm surprised he has not sliced your throat in his sleep.
Yeah, if I could get.
And he's having a violent nightmare where he's like, I can't kill this woman. She feeds me. But if I kill her.
Well, he already, he tried. I saw a picture with Tyler that Tyler took videos. When Tyler takes videos of Sebastian and puts them on his Twitter, people really like it and it gets out of. I just don't have the energy to,
Well, again, some things are just for us.
Yeah. My cat.
And the three listeners.
Right. Me and my cat cuddling is just for me.
Yeah.
He
could just eat you.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying, Sebastian, if you're listening.
Right. Oh, speaking of, let's talk about this. We have had so much shit happen, and it seems like every 2 seconds, there's something where Megan and I, I'm not exaggerating. This is why this is so comical that we're recording now. Every day, maybe twice a day, something crazy happens where we go off and we're like, and this and that, and then we're laughing, and it's easily an hour of a conversation that's solid and interesting about good stuff. But now it's the end of the trip, and we're tired, and we went to Costco, and it's like, okay.
You guys want to talk about samples?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about samples? Well, but so now I'm all wound down, and I just forgot about, speaking of animals eating you, I completely forgot about.
Wendy got eaten by an animal.
Yeah, I got a fucking dog bite while I was here. That's.
So me and Preston, we're getting ready to go to the pool. Wendy's going for a run. Me and Preston are packing up our swimsuits and towels and stuff. Because Wendy's come over at noon. It's 11:30. It's 15 minutes to get over there.
Come over. I got to work out and shave in case you invite over a hot friend I want to fuck.
So we're getting ready to leave. And then Wendy just sends me a text that's I just got bit by a dog. And then a picture that looks like she has a very large gash in her thigh that needs stitches.
Right.
So Preston's fuck. I mean, we have to take Wendy to the hospital. She needs stitches.
Yeah.
So I drive. I'm where are you? And when he's I'll just walk back. And then I was, I'll take an Uber. And I was I'm going to come get you.
Well, here's
you were attacked by a dog.
So here's the thing is I was trying to get my steps in.
Did you check what your heart rate did when the dog bit you?
No, and I should have.
You really should have.
But I think it showed that I burned extra calories and I didn't just because I was nervous. So the dog bit me. It wasn't a tiny dog. It was this giant Great Dane. I was walking. And I didn't do anything to the dog. That's everybody, some you know, bitch at some show.
She didn't tell the dog to smile.
Right. Nope. I didn't say, sweet tits. Bring those sweet balls over here.
Did he have balls still?
No, I don't know. I didn't check. I should have checked and fucking kicked him.
I was going to say, that could have been if he had balls still.
Yeah, that he was just real horned up.
Yeah. He was on a fanoodle.
Yeah. He saw me and he was like, oh, I got something for you, bitch. I got a fanoodle you can ride.
A Great Dane. If you have to fuck a dog, I'm just saying.
Right. You know what they say? Great Dane, great dicks.
That's in the Westminster Dog Show? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Great Dane, great dicks.
Yes.
So I'm just walking, and this woman, and she's tiny, this very petite, very thin woman. I'm using my hands a lot.
You didn't do very thin. Oh, she's tiny. Wendy just balled up two fists she was mad at how thin this woman was.
Yeah, well, when I'm
very petite, very thin, and shook her hands back and forth.
Well, I'm doing these two fists because I'm ahead of myself in the act out that no one will see because this is audio. because I'm saying she's thin woman, and she's gripping onto these two dog leashes. So
those weren't punching the thin lady hands.
No, those were holding
dog walking
hands. Yeah, dog walking got hands. It. Not
sorry.
Punch.
It's been so long since I've been on stage. I forgot the intricacies.
Right. It's
of fisted.
Right. Double fisting motions. It's confusing. So there's thin lady punch hands, dog walking hands, double ass fisting hands.
Yes.
And that's for your closer kids.
They all look the exact same. I was going to say similar. Not similar. The exact same.
Yeah, it's the exact
same motion.
Right. Which is why I got fired from miming school. I'm like, what? I'm sure I'm a dog walker.
They're like, no, you're fisting two whores.
Right. But also taking them for a walk.
I can multitask.
Yeah, I'm doing two things at once.
I'm also on a rowing machine.
I don't know if you know, miming doesn't pay a lot. So I have to be a dog walker, a whore fister, and row to keep my body in shape. Again, I do not have a gym membership. Miming does not pay. So this woman's, when these two dogs are coming towards me, and I was like, oh, hey, puppies. And I didn't, like, go up and grab them or, like, ruffle with their balls or anything crazy. They
like,
walked.
Like you normally would.
Like, that normally, thank God I didn't do what I normally do, which is.
No, you know what? I think we figured out why you got bit by the dogs.
Why?
Because you didn't do what you normally did.
Yeah, you're right. I normally go.
That dog was offended.
Yeah, I normally go straight in for a quick BJ.
It's like Preston being mad you don't want to fuck him.
Oh, my God. Right. It's like, well, what's happening? It's like. Well, no, it's not that I want to fuck her. It's just she wants to fuck everyone. Everything.
Everything. Dogs.
People.
People. Floating devices.
Right.
For children.
Yeah. Thank you for adding for children. So we want to make sure we stay on brand. That's what I got to do. I got to do my normal thing, which is I see a dog and I'm like, cute dog, can I rub its dick? If it's big enough, can I do a little licksy?
Licksy. That is. No, thank you.
Well, it sounds gross.
Yeah.
It sounds gross, and it sounds like I'm making it up to heighten some kind of a bit, but I do it for real, obviously, because I've never been bitten by a dog until the one time I didn't go in for a little licksy.
Well, at least we figured it out. And that's why the dog was also trying to break down the door in its owner's house.
He was like, I need a licksy on my Dixie. Come here. Like, licksy my Dixie.
No, he likes that way too much.
It's not funny.
No.
People listening to it, it's funny. We're delirious.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. So I didn't go down on this dog the one time I tried to. I'm in a new city. You know, they say you move to a new town, you start over fresh. I'm like, hey, you're in a new city.
I'm not going to blow a dog.
Right. I'm going to turn my life around.
This has been here 2 days. I'm not going to suck a dog's dick.
I'm only here for a week. I can't be sucking every dog's dick in the city. I got things to do. I got podcasts to record. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, good. I may edit that out later. I have time. Or maybe not.
This is why it's good that we don't record ever in front of each other, because we make each other laugh so hard at absolutely nothing.
Right.
And we're also dying.
Right.
So when we laugh really hard, then we just start coughing.
I know. So, yeah, is it good that right before we recorded, we're like, before we could record, let's sample all the different kinds of cheese in the refrigerator and then smoke cigarettes. And then jump on the mic.
Is there any chocolate milk? Do you have any, like, sweetened? Oh, there's that ice cream in the fridge.
Yeah. And I did have a bite of that frozen brownie.
Oh, that was smart.
Yeah. So, point is, suck a dog's dick otherwise. So this dog, he just came up and he started to lick me. And I thought I was going to get sweet kisses. And I think he immediately noticed. He was like, oh.
He was like, I just licked you.
Yeah, huh?
Huh?
You want
to? Huh?
You want to give some back? And when I didn't. In fact, I didn't even pet the dog. He growled and fucking jumped up with his paws and went in for a bite, and I pulled away at the last second and I got a tooth drag across my thing. It was whatever. It wasn't the owner. It's probably fine. Who knows? I went swimming in the lake with it. We'll see what happens.
And the dog walker did tell Wendy, that's weird. He usually only doesn't like men. So, congrats.
Yep. He normally, he doesn't like men, and then he also has a problem with women that don't suck his dick. So it's one of those two.
It's one of those two things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you new here? Are you new to the town?
That's probably why. That's probably why he doesn't like men.
Sprawling metropolis.
Yeah, the sprawling That's why he doesn't like men, because this is such a homophobic city.
True.
That no dudes are sucking his dick, but with women, it's like, oh yeah, you get a little.
You know what's weird? I think that's the one thing. St. Louis is not homophobic. That's like the only thing it has going on. I think that's the only. It's less homophobic, I think, than... There's a lot of gay people here.
Actually, you know what? You're right. As soon as I said that, I'm like, that's not but true. That's
black
not...
people.
Right.
Women. Hispanic people.
Right.
Asian people.
Yeah, we don't like any of those people.
Basically, it's just unwhites.
Right.
Let's call them unwhites. Because they're undesirable, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
By the way, we're still a very anti-Nazi. That's still the one rule we have here.
Right.
Which we think... that maybe the government should also adapt. I think maybe just everyone in this country should decide that the whole, like, no Nazi policy is a pretty good policy.
Right. I think we need to do no Nazis, and then we need to get water and technology working together, and then that's really...
That's, I think that will be the greatest country in the world again.
Right.
Make America great again. Has anyone thought of that? That's,
right. Guys,
waterproof, should we run for president?
Waterproof laptop.
Laptop.
Well, hello, when we're in charge, everything's going to be a laptop. I mean, if we're recording our podcast on it, are you going to ever talk about a laptop?
Oh, God.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. So, yeah, but then it took us 3 days to find Walgreens to get Band-Aids.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It took us, I typed in Walgreens and it took us to a construction site.
This whole city is, like, set up for, it's just like a big suicide trap. It's guns are legal for everyone all the time, everywhere.
Well, you were handed one when you got off the plane, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I was handed one. I was told to keep it in my anus, which is a callback.
Oh, my God.
I know. There's so much shit that we did. So I got attacked by a dog.
And we finally went to a place I've been wanting to go for 5 years.
Yes.
We finally did it. We lived our dreams. You guys know that's what we're all about. We're just about being our best selves and living in the moment. And achieving our dreams. And we finally did it. We went to Uranus Fudge Factory in beautiful Uranus, Missouri. Oh, they love butt jokes. Walk in and everyone is required. Like, you know, like you walk into certain places and like they have to like say a certain spiel. Like everyone. So you walk in and everyone has to say, Wendy,
welcome to Uranus.
And, like, no one's excited to say it.
No.
It's, everyone's so bored.
Yeah. People are not excited to say it. There was one person
really excited to say it.
Right. And it was, like, and it's at first you're like, I can see how this would get old, but as you can tell by the way, we're laughing at the idea of licking a dog's dick.
Wendy's quitting comedy. She's just going to New York to pack up her apartment. She already applied for the general management position.
Right, at Uranus Fudge Factory. Now, when you say quitting comedy, I think you mean beginning comedy. I think you mean...
Wait, you're right. My apologies.
I'm about...
You've been wasting years.
Right.
Years in comedy clubs.
Boo.
What are you fucking... Come on.
Trying to write jokes?
You're not even living in a place called Uranus.
I know.
You think you're fucking funny?
Don't get me wrong.
You think you're a professional fucking comedian?
It smells like Uranus. But it's not real comedy. I mean, this whole fucking town, they like signed a petition to get it renamed Uranus for a joke.
Yeah.
For the joke. And it's a fudge factory.
I will say they were packed. So the joke paid off.
Right. They're packed. You bought a hat.
I got a great hat.
I bought a piece of fudge that was
probably. It was meth.
Infused with meth. And so there were two different, so most of the people there were doing the butt joke and they were kind of, now I did not get tired of it. I was like, this is going to get old. And I was like, nope, it's still funny the whole time I'm here. And it's funny now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But so they had they went to go get the fudge. I'm so sad that you and Preston were not next to me to hear this.
I'm also very sad.
because the guy working by the counter, you can tell he's a teenage kid, and he was just like, oh, God damn it, this is the only place like close by that I can get that is a job, because it's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
And I went up to the counter to look at all the different kinds of fudge, and let me see if I can get the wording right on this. He had a very sad look on his face, and he like avoided eye contact, and he said, how do you like the fudge packed in your anus? And he was so sad that he had to say it. And I was like, that's one of the best moments of my life.
And think, just Wendy, that could be your every day.
I know.
You should pay them to get to work there.
I'm thinking about it.
Look, this place is amazing.
I'll suck all your dog's dicks.
Hey, you know they have prostitutes that hang out in that weird bar.
I know.
But you know what I bet they don't have? Dog prostitutes.
That's, yes, exactly. And that's what we need.
No, that's specifically what Uranus needs.
I'm sorry, you mean prostitutes?
Why is that not a children's movie on Disney Channel?
What? Oh, well, because we just thought of it. Prostitutes. I love it.
You know what's great? Because it could be, so it's, oh, this is great. It's like, what's the cat one? The street cats.
Aristocrats.
Yes.
Yes.
So like that, but they're prostitutes. But then also, we could go and sell the same thing to Pixar. Prostitutes. Pasta noodles.
Yes. Yeah, I'm already with you.
And follow up to Ratatouille.
Yes, 100%. I'm with you.
Someone get Patton. Someone get us in touch with Patton.
This is perfect.
So we'll just change the... That's so fucking easy.
Yeah.
Just pasta, pa.
Yeah.
We'll go pitch. They'll both... Oh, what do they do? Not buy it? And then it's different enough.
Mm-hmm. And you can release them different times a year. And...
No, gotta release them exact same time.
You think?
Like, they do that in Hollywood all the time when it's like... They make one movie about an earthquake, and then, like, a week later, another movie comes out about an earthquake.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We should do them kind of
like
together.
Like, when Volcano and Dante's Peak came out, like, the same summer.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because people are dumb, and they're like, oh, we like this.
Yeah, right now, this is hot.
Yeah.
Pasta and various types of prostitutes that aren't human. It's really hot right now.
Oh, they're not human? Oh, I was thinking a human prostitute that services animals.
No. Oh, no. For the Disney version, yes. Well, that'll be like, we'll do like
that's that'll be my actual job.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a movie. You know, there's already a documentary about me coming out. So I don't want my next movie to be like, here's another documentary. It's like, we get it. You suck
off. Animated prostitutes.
Right. Yes. That's what we'll do.
Animated little slutty cats.
Yep.
And, oh, because we all know, we all learn this in school. Cats are all girls, dogs are all boys. We already know this.
Uh-huh.
So in the movie, all the cats are prostitutes. But then there's, like, a couple of, like, dog prostitutes, male prostitutes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
I really like it. Yeah, and the cat prostitutes, I think it's great. And because the cats movie, the live action one is coming out, and so people are going to want more cat stuff.
I want to do prostitutes, though, with noodles so bad. Because we could do that, like, stop motion. We just need a bunch of dried pasta. Different shaped pasta.
Dude.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That might be easier.
A couple of googly eyes and some pasta?
Yeah.
Can you cancel your flight?
A great idea.
We have work to do.
I know. Well, and it's... See, here's...
I am obsessed with prostitutes.
Yeah, I like prostitutes.
Haven't slept in days.
Right. Yeah, the prostitutes, yeah, we'll get googly eyes on the thing.
Oh, did we? Yeah, guys, did we mention we ate fudge pretty sure soaked in meth? So, but you also think that prostitutes
is a great idea,
right?
Well, that fudge was super sugary methy.
I've never seen Preston like that.
No. That was insane.
It was insane.
I mean, I felt coked up.
I know.
I felt like I was on cocaine.
I think he came up here. Should I make him come in and we'll try and make him talk about the fudge?
Oh, yes. That would be great. I'll keep talking about prostitutes. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to see if Preston's here. I'm going to hold the mic far away. So it's just me. I may edit this out, but maybe I won't, you know, because I just want to say it's been a great time here in St. Louis. She's calling Preston.
He's kind of busy right now.
Okay.
He's kind of busy right now and forever.
Lovely.
He said what he said is, I'm kind of busy right now. Wait, let me.
I'm kind of busy right now.
So, no. Not really.
But if, guys, if he wasn't busy, he would be running up those stairs.
If he wasn't busy, he would also not be up here talking about fudge.
He would make himself busy.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm sorry, I'm busy sucking this dog's dick in the backyard.
So, we're trying to get our own place.
We need multiple jobs.
Right. Listen.
We started a small business. We aren't making a bunch of money right now. What do you want me to do? Not take care of my family? Oh my God.
What?
That's in prostitutes.
Yes. Let's do it.
It's an Italian immigrant family. Like turn of the century New York.
Right.
So in like fucking tenements. Oh. Well, very... very racist caricatures.
Yeah. And we can use, for the Irish, we can use, like, potatoes. Potato slices.
Crinkle cut potato fries.
Yes. Yeah, because they're drunk all the time. They can't they can't stand up straight because they're fucking drunk Irishmen and women.
Was that an Irish?
No, that was in New York. That was, like, a...
Oh, was it?
What? I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what it was.
That was not...
I don't know what it was, Bob. You know what? I was like peeing in the lake, and I know we joke about having big pussies, but I think I think lake water is infecting my brain via the two gashes in my body, the dog bite and the moneymaker.
Oh, that we call it.
Yeah, I mean, the dog bite's kind of clearing up. Every time I got out of the lake, I would put peroxidone, it would just fizz over the...
I'm more worried about when we put on the bug spray.
Yeah.
That was very strange.
Yeah, we put on bug spray. Hey, we know a couple of you came to us from Matt Kirshen's science podcast, so if you're smart, could you look this up? We put...
It's natural, so it's all, like, essential oil bullshit.
Right, and we sprayed it on us. No deep. Right, deep free. And we sprayed it on us, and we both got tingling, like, burning sensations in different parts of our body.
Yeah, mine was on my thighs... and, like, my armpits.
Mine was all in my belly.
Her stomach.
Yeah, all in my belly. And the only thing I can think is that's where a lot of lymph nodes are in your body. And so if the essential oils, like, got into our lymphatic system some way.
Well, I was thinking, it's got to be, like, I put that shit on every fucking day. So yeah. It was something with the lake water. So just the gasoline.
Yeah, maybe it was
the piss and gasoline in the fucking man-made lake.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe that?
Maybe that got into our lymphatic system. That got into the lymphatic system. And then the essential oils were trying to clean it out, and our body just overheated. They're like, we can't, this
is too much.
The feces and gasoline is going to just stay here until they naturally sweat it out.
Yeah.
Which is why we need money for an infrared sauna, which is why we have to sell this movie.
Prostitutes.
Now, yeah.
I think I love stop motion.
Yep.
Oh, we can get like.
So it's an Italian-American immigrant family. So they come
of prostitutes.
Well, are they, or do they
from
become.
From the old country.
Or do they become prostitutes because they have.
They're prostitutes.
Okay.
But then the young son or daughter, our star.
Okay.
Thinking like a young Dakota Fanning. So we'll,
right.
Science. Get a time machine so we can go get Dakota. I just don't think anyone else could pull off this role.
Right. Whoever.
But she's too old now.
Yeah.
She's disgusting.
Well, yeah, she's gross. I'm picturing like a Feifel.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yes. Yes. This is great.
This is amazing.
Okay, so we're on the same page as far like visually what
yes,
we want.
Yes, visually. Yes.
Which is important.
Exactly. And so then like our star, it's a family of prostitutes bringing the old Italian tradition of prostitution to turn of the century New York City.
Love it.
This is also, we're positing a world where there has never been, there's not prostitution in America.
Right.
It's like an Italian tradition.
Yeah, it's an Italian tradition. And, well, and depending on the success.
They fuck people. The prostitution.
Yeah, so, okay. So, now, are we going to have real, are we going to have actual people there, too? Like, actual, like...
Oh, you know, we should do, like, what they did in Cats? Mm-hmm. Where they just, like, weirdly put people's faces...
Right. Into, like, big things of rigatoni.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the father's name.
This a great idea.
Yeah.
If fucking this, if SNL
and the
does
main,
a prostitute sketch,
I'm gonna be real
we're
pissed.
We're coming for you.
And I think the
to
lead,
ask for jobs.
And then deny that we work for you. Because it's a great job, but there's also just some shame attached to it. Which there should not be. Give us jobs. Listen. What if the lead female's name is Raviola?
That's good.
That's really pretty.
That's really pretty.
I changed my mind. I do want to have kids.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, so Raviola.
Right.
Rigatoni.
Mm-hmm.
Her loving father wants her to follow in the long line of prostitutes.
Right. Now.
They're the greatest prostitute family in all of Sicily.
Now, here's what happens. So they are starting to, so they're working as prostitutes, and they have to use, they use protection, so maybe they use, like, sanitary gloves or something for protection when they're fucking. And one of the, right? Because it's like, look, what were you going to say? I know you have thought. Go for it. What would they use for protection?
I'm trying to think. Mozzarella. Stretched mozzarella.
Great. Perfect. Yes. That's great.
And, I mean, guys, I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. Marinara sauce is lube.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Alfredo sauce is like hair gel. Oh no, I'm thinking.
Okay. I was like, that's cum.
Oh, do you want to go get Italian?
Yeah. Here's the drama. So they come over to be prostitutes.
Oh my god,
are protection.
Are we going to a West Side Story world?
Well, I want Raviola. She falls in love with one of the Irish potatoes.
Yes, we're going into a West Side Story situation. Yes. A Romeo and Juliet situation.
So now, and then this. So we'll figure out the middle stuff. But I think the ending. But I think what could be like, and this will be like the legend of like how like TGI Fridays got started. Like something with like a fusion restaurant where they start.
Oh my god.
Like this is the beginning of these chain restaurants.
Oh my
god. Where it's like fusion
god.
Food. You know, like the place that fucking place has falafel fries? That's not natural.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. So shawarma can't go on to a plate of fries? A chickpea patty can't fall in love with a plate of fries, Wendy?
Look, I'm not.
What's next? Potatoes and dogs are gonna get married. Potato's gonna suck a dog's dick instead of you. Is that what's next?
Well, hey, you know, I don't know. I'm not psychic.
The way this country's going.
The way this thing's fucking going. I gotta tell you, I thought you'd be a lot more offended a couple nights ago when they said falafel fries, and I was like, ooh, that doesn't seem authentic. And you're like, that sounds good. And I questioned our whole friendship.
It has two amazing things. Fried chickpea patties and french fries.
But yeah, that's like the fusion of, that's where all this shit, where it's like french fries stuffed. Raviolis, french fry stuffed eggplant and all this shit.
This is.
Yeah.
This is, I mean.
That's, I mean.
We've written a lot of amazing movies on this podcast. We're done.
Prostitutes.
We're retiring.
So here's what I think with prostitutes. What we can do is, well, we gotta figure out if we wanna do the stop motion thing first. Maybe we do like a short film of that. And then use that to pitch the live action thing where we have people dressed up in the. I think it's the better idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you think the better idea is to sell this? You and me, who have never done animation or stop motion, build noodles with googly eyes, badly record, like, I'm not even gonna say 5 minutes, on our phones. Take it into a studio.
Yeah.
Show it to them and be like, yeah. But picture people.
Right. Picture like Dakota Fanning.
But
younger.
So who are you guys thinking for Raviola? Dakota Fanning 15 years ago. To play this child prostitute.
Right.
She would have done it.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, she would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, yeah, and it's like, welcome to America and endless possibilities. Like, we can think of different taglines.
And then, oh my god.
With love.
Lion with Olive Garden.
Yeah, with love, all things are possible.
Wendy looks so excited at
I'm
that.
I'm really proud of myself.
No, this is great, because we do a tie-in. There isn't, like, So there's not like a, there's no Irish chains, right? Like there isn't an Irish.
I don't think so. Except
restaurant
for like,
chain.
Except for like every pub.
Yeah, but those aren't like, or maybe they are all owned by the same person. How many places?
It's one giant.
Every place named Molly's. Every place named fucking Molly O'Brien's.
It's one giant French fry who hears this and he's like, I've been hiding for years.
Like a leprechaun?
Yes. Our kind were fleshed out. And he's just looking at a picture of his dead raviola.
No. Oh, because, oh my God. So they fall in love, but then they fall, because the raviola, with all of her money from prostitution, starts the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And then, what's Potato Man?
What's his name? I think so now.
Patio Spuds?
Patio Spuds, or I was going to say Patio Fryin.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
Patio Fryigan?
Yes, Patio Fryigan. I like that.
That one's good. Okay. So she's going to start Olive Garden, and then he, nobody wants to fucking eat boiled potatoes.
Right.
And so they drift apart because she becomes wildly successful.
Yeah.
And then they meet later in life. Ugh.
And
this is a love story that spans generations.
And food preferences. And then, so the movie comes out, dude.
Two carb-based food preferences.
And then, well, we could, yeah, and one's gluten-free and one's not. It's crazy. And the other thing.
Oh!
What? Go.
That's what happens.
Go.
So ravioli becomes wildly successful, but then everybody's gluten-free comes crashing down. Patio Fry again, right there.
Yeah.
He picks up the pieces. He's wildly successful. But she left him. He comes back for her.
Yeah.
And forgives her.
That's so nice.
And then they are in a movie called Titanic.
That's great. Well, no. Here's what's going to happen. I like that, but let's think bigger, because a movie, we all know, you know, like, we do different things. You know, we got the podcast. We do different things. You got to constantly be, like finding different franchises, different ways. You got to, don't put your eggs all in one basket. So
oh,
the
yeah,
movie comes out. We then open a restaurant that's combo Irish-Italian food.
Yeah, yes.
To, like, promote the movie. What do we call it? Raviola and Patties?
That's good.
Raviola O'Fryigans? That's kind of nice.
I want, like, the pasta.
Yeah.
And the, like, potato. I'm trying to think of words.
Well, but I like using their names because it's romantic.
Yes.
Because people will have brand recognition, you know what I mean?
I know, but, like, this would have to happen after the movie. So I'm thinking movie first, then Patty, and fucking raviolas.
Right. It's then, like Frankie and Johnny.
Then the sequel.
Yes.
Oh, I'm picturing a full trilogy. This is like a Godfather situation.
Yeah.
This is too big of a story to keep to one movie.
I know. Well, and then when they have kids, then it'll be interesting to see, like, who comes out as a French, you know, who comes out full potato, what percentage of potato and pasta they are.
Gnocchi!
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! That's fucking,
fuck!
Yeah.
Oh!
And then the gnocchi. And those are, gnocchis are so cute.
Yeah. I know. They're a little rolled. They look like little pill bugs.
You know what? And that's like those, what are those in the Despicable Me? What are those guys called?
Minions.
Minions.
Oh my God.
So the
Universal
gnocchis,
is a whole theme park based on, do you know how fucking popular Minions are?
I know. And gnocchis are in the same shape as a Minion.
Gnocchis. And that's all they say.
Yeah. Gnocchis.
Because that's the stupid thing with the Minions. They just go, meh. And we're like, banana. They just say banana.
Right.
So these are, gnocchi.
Yeah, so they just, and the different, like, you know, they say, like, no a lot, and they're like, yeah, pesto, or whatever.
This is, oh my God, what fucking child,
I
not in America, in the world,
right,
isn't going to want a little fucking gnocchi snuggle bug in their bed at night? We make them real soft.
And we give them,
you know what I'm thinking? Like, remember those glowworms?
Yes.
Guys, don't you think it's fun we've been together for a week? We have so much to tell you, but fuck you. We are working right now. This is the best idea we've ever had.
Oh,
including
yes,
this podcast, but that's way down on the list.
Oh yeah, this is the best idea we've had.
This is a great idea. Wendy's going to write in her phone.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, I'm just emailing myself.
I was about to say, when you pick up your phone, I was like, you should record this. I swear to God. I was about to be like, oh, good, start recording. We don't want to miss any of this.
Yeah, and not record for the podcast, record for our idea.
Do you think we're having like a fudge hit again?
Maybe the fudge is like coming back into us. Like
residual fudge?
Yeah. Well, I also have the excuse of the dog bite, which is really helpful, because I can just be like, I have rabies.
That is a great point.
Yeah. This is what's great. I gotta be honest, I was like, we did so much this week, and I'm like, we're so tired, like, is there even really anything to talk about, because we're laughing.
I am jacked up.
And see, but this is why we're not terrible.
I want to say amazing. I don't want to say amazing. Right. I want to say perfect.
Yeah. This is, we are endless.
Possibilities. Right.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart. Yeah.